So let's move on to the specific proposals. In the editor's defect report, the first one is the query language bindings for XSLT2 normative, XPath2 informative, EXSLT informative, STX informative. Now the background on this is that ISO Schematron defines a kind of document called a query language binding document, which gives certain prescribed information that you're supposed to provide to say which query language binding, which query language you're using in the particular version of Schematron. And the default is XSLT1, that's not changing. Now I've had a lot of support, a lot of requests for support for XSLT2, and it's been implemented and it's very popular because it provides quite an increase in functionality over XSLT1. There's lots of things where it's just much, much better. So the support for XSLT2 divided into two different query language bindings. One is for full XSLT2, and the other one is for XPath2. The XPath2 binding, on the other hand, is very minimal and can be implemented both on XSLT2 systems and on XQuery systems. So the XSLT2 binding, I guess the features are first that you can use either the raw data model or the post-schema validation infoset, which has been requested by several users. Other things that have been requested was that the function, the XSLT2 function attribute should or element should be available so people can define their own functions to use in patterns. Now, the reason for allowing the PSVI is because we sort of get it for free. There's no harm in it. It's not required or encouraged, and it's something that users have requested. So I don't see any harm in providing it as an allowed facility. The XPath2 binding is very straightforward, and the EXSLT query language binding is also very straightforward. People are apparently using that. I'm only suggesting the EXSLT binding and the XPath2 binding are informative, not normative, because I don't think they're bindings with a particular future. I think XSLT2 is definitely the way things are going. Now, finally, there's a binding for STX, and to be honest, I'm really not sure that we actually want it at the moment. Now, the main reason is because it hasn't been implemented. So I've gone through, I think, the technical issues, and it's perfectly feasible to implement it, but because it hasn't been implemented, I think either, at most, it should be informative, but quite probably it's might be a good idea just not to have it at all at the moment until there's an implementation, and I'd suggest that Working Group 1 consider that. So I'm really providing the query language binding to show what it would look like if it was regarded as something that we should have, and I'll leave it up to you guys to figure out whether it should be balloted. And that's the query language bindings.